It is time for us to check sports here on The Breakfast Club. And, you know, it's been a wacky football season. And you can't say any more than that. The entire NFC East right now could be eligible for the playoffs. Not a team below 500. Of course, Tampa Bay leads one of the weakest divisions in pro football with a 6-6 record. At least now they've got somebody at 500. The Rams are struggling. The Packers are struggling. It's just been a wild season. And it continued last night. Thursday night football. They got themselves a second good game in a row. Baker Mayfield, who had been cut last week, was picked up by the Rams because, of course, they had their quarterback go down with a season-ending injury. So Baker Mayfield joined the team, I think it was a day and a half ago, something like that. And, he wasn't expected to start because he didn't know the playbook. He only had about 36 hours to learn the playbook. But he played. He played. He didn't start the game. John Wolford started the game. And he was even dealing with an injury, a neck injury. Turns out he might not have been. Mayfield jogged out of the field right after the Rams went 3 and out. And all he did was lead them to a comeback win. Which is amazing. For not knowing the playoffs. So he was basically ad-libbing it all along. He was 22 of 35 for 230 yards, one touchdown. He went 1-5 with the Panthers before they released him. And it was just an amazing performance. You know, whether he's a great quarterback or not, and he's a little bit of a troublemaker, he was in college, I like the guy. I like the guy. I wish him luck. I hope he catches on with a team. I think if he can catch up with a team that understands him and knows what he does, that he can be a good starting quarterback. So anyway, the Rams came back and beat the Raiders 17-16 at SoFi Stadium. Now, that's meant to be a home field for the Rams, but I think there were as many Raider fans in the building. Did I call them the Oakland Raiders? They're the Las Vegas Raiders, of course. All right. So that is that. Now, if you remember pro football, the big release of emails of John Gruden, which led to him being fired as coach of the Raiders and being out of football, reports now say, who is the person that leaked those emails? Well, none other than Dan Snyder of the Washington Commanders released that. So, there you go. Now, during the Ram game, by the way, the Raiders made some goofy decisions. To blow their lead. But still, he performed so well. It was nice to see. All right, some answers. Well, Trey Turner is signed with the Philadelphia Phillies. The Mets got Nemo back. He got an 8-year deal. Of course, Judge back with the Yankees. And there's still some people out there. There's Korea, there's Swanson. The Giants look like they want to go all in on Korea. But they have competition from the Twins. So, I mean, there's still people out there. I know the Yankees are looking for an outfielder. And if they could, a starting pitcher. According to the Yankees, they intend to accelerate other free agent pursuits with Carlos Rondon and Andrew Benintendi on their list of targets. So we'll see what happens there. All right. With that being said, let's take a look at the NBA and games that were played last night. No local teams. Tonight, the Knicks take on the Hornets. The Nets take on the Hawks. See if the Celtics play tonight. No, they do not. All right, let's go over to the National Hockey League and see what happened in the National Hockey League last night. Any of the local teams play? No, but today the Islanders take on the Devils. The Bruins take on the Coyotes, and the Rangers take on the Avalanche. All right. And in college basketball, NCAA men and women, the top 20. Number 20, Iowa State, lost to Iowa 75-56. Number 25, Ohio State, beat Rutgers 67-66. Number 5, Connecticut, that was on Wednesday, won. Connecticut's ranked 5th in the country. They're having a great season. Taking a look at women yesterday. Number 6 ranked Connecticut beat Princeton 69-64. They really missed that that player that is injured. But anyway, that is a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. Of course, we have a big NFL weekend coming up. And of course, the World Cup.